and he's DMing ten. You're different.
That's my homie though. She let him take it. She bring him in. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Buys breakfast.
Day one. All right, Mike, who do we got in the building right now?
Listen, we got my boy Mark Ferguson in the building.
Yes,
what
sir.
Up, what up? The boy pulled up on the boys. Well, you came from the rack? You came from
Chicago?
Yeah, boy came from Chicago, pulled up on us real quick for the episode. Shout out to the bro, man.
Glad to be here.
What's up, bro? How you been? How you been? Everything
man,
good?
Man, I've been good, bro. Just chilling, just vibing, just making sure everything right before we get off this strike, because we hit the ground running.
Dude, he got the Tariq haircut a little bit.
I'm telling you, bro. This twin right here, bro.
Bro, I've been hearing that shit since...
For years.
I say since I was like... Because I was the kid, my parents, they didn't want me watching Power. They like... No, that shit's too explicit.
Too
so I was the nigga watching it on the steps.
Yeah.
I'm on the steps looking like,
yeah,
so like
get low,
season
man.
One through three, right. I was out the loop. I mean, I knew Ghost had a son. I knew about Ghost. Ghost, he was a positive, he was something. I knew that shit.
Mm.
I knew about 50 because it's 50.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So like, I'm like on the steps, like putting clues and seasons together. Then when I like started to get to high school, like I'm hooper, I hooped. Mm. So like, I'm going to these different games and these girls like, you look just like Tariq. So it's like it made me like watch it more. I'm like,
you're like, what y'all talking about?
Right.
Wait, were you acting at that point or no?
Yeah, I was. I just had booked Chicago PD. That was my first job.
Nice.
I played Al Water's younger brother. And so like girls were always, I go to these different basketball games. You look like Tariq. And at first I didn't watch. I was like, man, let me watch this motherfucker. And then I look like, bro. And then I'm looking at it, I'm like, yeah.
you know what I just thought of when he said that? Which it's the fucking coolest thing ever. He's talking about how he couldn't watch it because it was too violent and too dangerous. He was young.
Mm.
You were playing it at that
at
age.
That
you were
age,
like 12,
bro.
13.
Fact.
I didn't even put that together. Like, what was that fucking like?
Bro, honestly, it was lit.
Did
I'm,
you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it. Hell yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, that was like, because look, you gotta understand, like, certain shit, like, you know, your parents is just not gonna, like go for you watching.
Right.
Like, after a while, my mom really stopped caring about, like, the type of shit I listen to and the type of shit I watch. But, like, that show, I know for sure, like, even before that stage, she wouldn't be with it. Like,
yeah.
She wouldn't be with it, like, with me watching that show. But
yeah.
Because I was on it, like,
and
she couldn't tell me, like, oh, you can't watch that show. I'm like, bro, I'm on the show. Like,
bro, you would see Omari and Naturi have sex and then, like, coming to the table reading you were 12. You're like, what,
yeah,
the?
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
I'm like,
oh. I never even thought of that.
I'm like, oh.
Mom, dad?
Yeah. All right, yeah. What's up?
Wow.
God.
Facts, bro.
That shit crazy.
That's wild. So how did you get into, like, acting and doing Chicago PD? Like, where did all that come from?
Okay, so look, bro. I was bad as hell growing up.
Yeah. Bro, I feel like we
bad.
All were.
I feel like gifted people and people that have stuff inside them, like, especially going to school,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people don't know how to deal with that shit.
Right.
So they try to label you and they try to, like, break your spirit out. And my mom, she was, my mom and my dad, but my mom, like, she was more hands-on because she kind of worked in the school system.
Mm-hmm.
So she was like, nah, y'all not going to break my baby boy's spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, she tried to put me in different stuff. And my mom always has a talk with, like, because I got two older sisters. And so my mom had a talk with my sister, asked what she wanted to do. She wanted to hoop. So she tried to give her the best shit to hoop. Mm-hmm. So she asked me. I was a class clown. Like, I was just a goofy nigga.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I want to act. And she was like, okay, so if I start making sacrifices in your life, can't get mad at me.
Right.
She fucking homeschools me. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What? Like, I want to be in school with the girls.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I want to be in class. Like, you taking this away from me. Then I'm a hooper. So I'm like, mom, like, I'm trying to hoop. Like,
right.
What's up? And it was my eighth grade year. So
yeah,
I'm like,
you about to be done. Yeah,
man,
yeah.
I was going to be in my prime, bro.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
You know what? Okay, so then a blessing comes around. One of my mom's great friends, shout out to Church Lockett. Watching this, I know you watched the pod, but shout out Church. He hit my mom up and he was just like, hey, my agency's having open calls. And you know, open calls, that's like once in a lifetime.
Right.
Like when agencies have them. So he was like, you need to take your son. Like, you need to take him. Cause we was in Gary. Gary, like, I'd say like 30 minutes. 30 minutes from Chicago. He was like, you need to take Amon to the open call. And we just had left O'Hare dropping my auntie off. Mm-hmm. And my mom like, man,
I was just in Chicago.
Yeah. Man, my mom was like, I just left. Like, I don't know. He was like, hey, if this is what a mom want to do, make that sacrifice.
Right.
And we went, and it was like 500 kids. And it's crazy because it was an open call for the Shy. It was an open call for the Shy. It was like 500 kids, and they were going to like pick 20. And basically, the agency was like, we're not going to rep you, but if you book it, we'll rep you.
Right.
And so then, like, I started auditioning, and I got down to, like, the green screen. I met Common. I met Lena. And it's crazy because I auditioned to be Coogie, and I didn't get it because they said I looked too young.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward 4 or 5 years later, I'm playing his best friend, and I got a whole storyline. Like, so that shit was dope, and that just told me, like, you know, what's meant for you is for you.
Yeah. Right.
That
shit for sure. Right. For sure.
That's a fact.
Yeah. So then, and then you did the Shy, and then when did Force come along?
So Force came along, like, I would say, like, not pandemic, but
right.
we were getting out of pandemic, and I had got an audition for BMF to be, who was it?
What's that? What did he say?
I didn't hear it. I don't know what you just said. You said
hey, man. Hey, man.
I thought
you. Hey, man.
BM?
Listen. Force, we coming. I'm going to say that. Force, we coming.
Y'all going crazy.
I can't speak
I ain't
for BMF,
y'all going crazy.
Yeah, that shit been heating up, but.
But you had an audition for BMF, and then...
I didn't get that, and then Force came around.
What role was it for...
I think it was for T. Didn't get it. Then Force came around for D-Mac. And so then I wasn't a dreadhead. They said they wanted a dreadhead, shit like that. But I'm like, I'm going to kill this shit. Like, eventually something going to pop.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So then I killed the shit. Didn't get it, though. And then I get an audition to be his best friend, Marshall. So then I'm like, it's mine.
Right.
It's mine. Mm. So then I just went in with that confidence. And I did the audition. It was a self-tape. And I hate self-tapes,
me too, bro.
I hate self-tapes.
But I ain't gonna lie, bro. I had to learn to really be grateful for them shits, bro.
Yeah.
Because, like, when you really think about it, bro, you got one shot when you go in that room right. with them people. But when you got a self-tape, bro, yeah. you could really, like...
Fine-tune.
You could really fine-tune that bitch. Yeah. And then on top of that, you could send them, like, two, three takes of one scene. And they could really choose from that. Like, oh, shit. Like,
you got layers.
Yeah.
You got layers. You definitely right.
I used to hate them shits, though.
Me too, because it's not like that.
Anytime a self-tape came across my desk, I'm like, I don't want to do this shit. Because it don't give you that same feeling. Like,
yeah.
You
go in
that
room.
That shit adds to your performance.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
In person. Sure. But then it's like, when you think about it, it's like, damn, I could really give them the best that I could give them. Like,
and you got time with him.
Yeah, I got time on my hand. I'm in the comfort of my house. Feel me? I'm comfortable with the reader that's with me. Like, me and bro done read scenes before together. So, like, we could really, like,
get into
this.
Yeah.
With a casting director, reader, like, you know, you never read with them before.
It's right.
First
and they might not give you the same.
Exactly. They're not going to give you what you need.
Because they've been doing it all day long.
Exactly. They're not going to give you what you need.
They don't even give a fuck.
They're just reading in line so they can hear you. Exactly.
Right. Come on, G.
Right.
That's a fact.
So you get Forrest. Did you feel like, because obviously people, you know, have told you look like Tariq growing up. Did you feel like, oh, this was just meant to happen? Like, I was meant to be in power? Or
honestly, yeah. Because
yeah.
I was like, I feel like my whole career has been just like off pure manifestation. Like,
right.
I was at school telling my homies, like, I'm going to be on the Shot one day. Mm-hmm. And like that shit came true. And I was telling people, like, I'm going to be on Power one day. And like, I got an archive story on my Instagram in 2018. Somebody asked me a question. They said, if you could play anybody on TV, who would it be? And I said, Kevin from the Shot. And I said, Tariq from Power. And it's like, now I'm on both of them.
That's tough.
Hell
that's
yeah. Hard. So like, I knew it was in my orbit. It's just about how to get there. Just the journey.
And the journey and the timing.
Yeah. Everything. Right. All that
believe
shit matters.
Bro, you got to believe. Yeah,
bro. Bro, when you heard that they were going to film a Power show in Chicago, were you like, what the fuck? Like,
I was like, I gotta go get it.
Yeah.
Got to.
Yeah. I gotta go get it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's for fucking sure. Tough. And now you're on both of them in Chicago. That's nuts.
That's actually hard.
Which one do you like doing better?
I love them both the same, but like.
Such a great actor.
Like, what would you like?
I love them both the same for different reasons.
Like, yeah, for sure. That would have been my answer too, nigga. You ain't finna get me fucked up. I love them both.
I love them both, but
some of them have certain, you know,
that's what I was curious about. Which one do you like?
What's the contrast between the two? Right now, Bakari is, like, growing. Like, he's growing. Like, he's showing a vulnerable side of himself.
Right.
He's just, he's growing. So, it's, like, right now, that's the one right now where it's just, like, a lot of more effort is put in two. But I ain't going to speak too much. By the end of two, you're going to see Marshall and D-Mac really involve into that brotherhood like the boys. So,
yeah, that's hard.
I'm ready for that shit.
But, like you're saying with Bakari, that's a beautiful stage to be in as a character because that's really, like, that's really going from one character, like, and one having a certain purpose in the story to really having a real purpose in the story. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
That of like the like, you know, like evolving as a character, that's like the best thing in the show. Like, and especially for the people that's watching it, like they love that shit. They see a character go from one type of character to a whole different. Like,
and I was a character that was in and out. I came in season 3 and I did 3 episodes. Mm. Then I came in 4, I did like 2. Then fast forward 5, I did basically all of them. And now I'm in all of them. So it's just like, bro, just building off that. And I was supposed, like, I came in the gate just a co-star recurring.
Mm, that's literally.
But I told myself, like, I see the room for growth. So, like, just go and kill it. Like, that's what I feel like a lot of people in the industry have to understand. Like, don't get caught up in the, oh, this is just a one-liner.
Yeah, exactly. Because you don't know what that role could turn into.
It turned into some shit that I didn't even know it would turn into. And it just be like, damn.
Because if you ask me if I thought Tariq was going to be a high and by character for the whole series of Power, I would have said yes. I ain't going to lie. Like, I would have said yes, bro. I swear. And then just time passing, and just the role and the responsibility getting bigger and bigger. I'm like, nah, this is crazy.
It's kind of dope because they almost like groomed you into just being the guy. Like, they didn't just throw it on you. They were like, okay, every season got a little bit more, which is fire.
And every season, like, it showed the reason of why Tariq is going to be who he's going to be. So it's just like, damn, this shit fire.
By 4, it was on.
Oh, yeah, by 4, it was over. By 4, started it was hanging on with Kanan and shit. It
was done. That's my favorite. That's my favorite season.
I ain't going to lie, me too. Yeah. That's my favorite season, too. That was 4? Because that's when 4. Ghost goes to jail.
Hell,
that's when
Ghost
gets locked up.
Or that's season 5. 4 or 5?
Is it 4 or 5? I think it's 4.
No, Kanan died in 4 because I came in 5 and
Kanan died in 4.
It's 4. And then that's when Ghost got arrested for a little minute. He was in there for a while.
But I feel like that's the season where we really see like, Tariq finna be that nigga. Kanan
woke some shit up in Tariq. Yeah. And especially after Tariq had to do what he had to do for the family and get Kanan killed, he like, damn, like, I fucked with Kanan, but this is my family, so I had to do what I had to do. But now... I gotta live with this. I gotta live with killing a nigga that was basically my best friend that really cared for me. And now, just for my family that been lying to me my whole entire life, it's a lot going on for Tariq. It's a lot,
that's
man.
That's top tier writing right there.
Yeah,
man.
Bro. Fact, they snapped with that shit. They went crazy.
Listen, I hope you're enjoying this episode. It's the boys. I know you probably are. But I know when you're not binge watching The Crew Has It, you're probably watching some sports. Baseball's in playoffs. Football is here, and basketball is right around the corner. But I'm here to talk about the most important ball game of all time, those boys. That's right, baby, and your grooming game should always be in playoff mode. Our friends at Manscaped just launched the Performance Package 5.0 Ultra. And if you want to have the most valuable pee, I mean, I don't, Michael has it, which is why I'm doing this ad read alone. But all you have to do is go to manscaped.com and use the code CREW to get 20% off and free shipping. The Lawnmower 5.0 uses 2 enhanced skin-safe blade heads. First, a head with an upgraded trimmer to get your grass ready for some grooming. Get your heads out of the gutter, guys. Listen, guys, come on. It's not a DaBaby music video, all right? Go check it out. The Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra can tackle any hairy situation. It has the new Weed Whacker 2.0 to get your nose and ears right, Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, Crop Soother Toner, and 2 free gifts. So right after you finish watching this episode, go to manscaped.com, use the code CREW for 20% off and free shipping. Okay, me? I groom that stuff quick. Not that big down there. Michael takes a little bit longer. That's why he's not here yet, all right? Manscaped.com, promo code CREW. Back to the episode.
Which one do you find one show to be harder than the other?
I wouldn't say harder. It's just that, like, you just gotta understand, like, what's going on. You just gotta be in tune with what's going on. Like, your who, what, why. Like, why am I doing this in the scene? Like, you know, what's going on? Like, you just gotta feel every emotion. So I feel like, I don't think one's harder. It's just, you gotta approach it different ways. Mm-hmm. So I try to approach Marshall and, a more comedic way. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's just how I try to do it. And then Bakari, like, just be more vulnerable, be more like, you know what I'm saying? Because he's going through a lot. Like, he came out the gate killing somebody. Like, he killed somebody that was trying to change their life. Right. Somebody off back that did some fucked up shit. He caught his karma from me. And so it's like, now you get to see me be like, well, he's not what he did.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, really trying to show the audience, like, you know, I got redemption in me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's tough. Is there any show? I mean, dude, this dude's on two of the hottest shows right now. It's kind of crazy. Is there any show that you would like besides those two, is there like a third you'd be like, I would love to do this?
Ghost.
Our show?
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. Bro, we got it, dude. We got it.
We need the crossover, bro.
Tommy appeared in our shit twice.
We need the crossover.
There's no explanation for them to say that.
Marshall and D-Man, we young as hell, too. Yeah.
When I saw you guys in Chicago, I was talking to the Force writers, and they're like,
What's up?
Yeah. Bro, there's no reason that we shouldn't be crossing paths.
Yeah.
Because y'all going through some shit right now. Y'all need some help, bro.
We do.
Y'all need some help.
We gotta make some links. Like, we got to reach up out of the city, bro. Like, we can't keep everything in the city for too much longer, bro. Like, we need some help from Cali, from Chicago.
Facts.
Like, we can't keep everything in the city. Like, we're going to run out of resources at one point, bro. Like, it's going to be over with for us at one point, bro.
Facts.
And your audition was a tape?
For which one?
For Force?
Yeah, it was a tape.
And did you meet, like, because Joe's a producer, which I knew, but, like, when he came on yesterday, he was talking to me about he actually watches the tapes. Did you talk to him before you got on set or no?
Nah, I never talked to him before I got on set. But the crazy thing is, I think, like, I want to say, like, a week before my audition, like, I was watching Hella Power. Like, I didn't even know I was going to get the goddamn audition. I was just watching Hella Power. So I feel like I was just aligning myself with it. But I don't know if he watched my tape. I know once I got the call back because I did the audition, then I got the call back, and then I went to the Zoom process.
Right.
And I don't think 50 was on. I don't know if, I think Miss Courtney was on.
Yeah.
Robert Munich, that was our showrunner at the time, was on. And a director for episode 2, because that was my first episode.
Do you know who it was? It probably...
I forget. I'm not going to lie.
Who directed the pilot of your guys' show? Was it Anthony Hemingway?
No, I don't think so. I wasn't in a pilot, so...
Oh,
right. I don't remember, but...
Who did the pilot.
Yeah.
All
it was
I know
someone
is,
who was, like, deep in the...
Not for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. But all I remember is this. I did the audition, and I was confident about it. Everybody had their cameras off. And so we did the first, and it was actually the scene from 204 when me and D-Mac arguing and shit. Cause I'm like, bro, let's shoot this shit up. Like, what you on? Like, you tweaking. Like, what's up? Let's shoot this shit up. You acting like a hoe.
Yeah.
And he's like, nah. Cause I ain't know it was his dad and all that stuff. But I did the scene, and immediately after I did the scene, everybody turned their cameras on. And I was like, what the fuck? I'm at home, like, I got my camera. I mean, I got my computer on top of a damn shoebox.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, what's going on? Because it's like, either they like me.
Right.
Well, I did some fucked up shit. I don't know what was going on.
So immediately on the tape, the Zoom, everyone started to hop right on.
Yeah, everybody turned their camera on. And I kid you not, I went to sleep. I woke up. My agent was like, you got it.
Damn. So it wasn't even that long.
Nah.
No time wasted.
That was the first time I've ever like got like same day, like, you got it.
That's no time
tough.
Wasted.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's a crazy feeling right there.
Yeah. Man, I woke up.
You ain't even have time to think about, yo, if they fucking with me or not.
Like, I was still nervous. I'm like, why did they turn their cameras on like that? Like, what?
Did they talk to you or what?
Nah, they just was like, go again. Go again. Literally, it was like, go again.
Auditioning is so fucking weird, bro. Because
you never know. Like, you never know. Sometimes you get it out of them where they, like, kind of talk. And, but most of the times, they real is just like,
okay, very good. Go again.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay. Do it this way, but give a little more this way.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. Did I do it right? They're not gonna tell you.
Yeah, no, at all.
They're not gonna tell you.
Yeah,
it was good. Yeah.
Dude, I've just learned to like, because when I would go into rooms, like you want them to like you.
Yeah.
But towards the end, like before COVID happened, I would just go into literally rooms, just be like, I'm gonna do my shit. I don't give a fuck if you guys like me. I'm gonna do the, and that gravitated people towards me because most actors come in and be like, I'll fucking cut my head off right now if you guys want for the job. I would literally come in and I'd just be like, all right, bet this is what I'm gonna do. I did it. And I'm like, all right, I'm out. And then they would just be like, wow, he's so fucking cool. He's so fucking cool.
Yourself.
He just walked right out.
Sure.
Yeah, man. You gotta walk out that bit.
Do you,
man.
And get going.
Yeah.
That's all you can do.
Yeah. What do you not like auditioning, or do you like it?
I do like it. Yeah. I like auditioning because like I feel like it's your chance like to like, you know, show them what you can do. Like really show them what you can do. And then once you get into like the next rounds and all that stuff, it's like then I can add the layers. Then I can like really show y'all I can do this.
Yeah.
So I like the audition process. Of course, we want the offers. We want the deal.
Yeah, Come on, bro.
We need that challenge, man.
Yeah.
We definitely need that challenge just to keep the humility.
You want to know what's funny? Is sometimes I hear people who say that they get offers for stuff and they don't know, they don't feel like they deserved it because they didn't read for it and show what they were going to do and this and
really?
That. So sometimes when they get the set, they're like, maybe the director didn't want them. The studio wanted them. So the director's like, okay, I got to get this guy that was shoved down my throat. Like, so when you read for something and you really get it yourself, it's like, okay, this is fucking mine, you know?
That's crazy.
What do you mean by that?
Shove down your throat. What do you mean?
Yeah. But like when they force someone upon you. I just touched your leg as I said shove down your throat. My bad, bro.
Yo.
That was an accident, bro. I went to
Yo.
What do you mean by that?
What do you mean, bro?
What do you mean, bro?
What do you mean by that?
Do you have trouble moving in Chicago or no? Now that...
Oh, yeah. I would say like the early seasons of The Shy, like it was just like, you know, they knew who I was because I killed a main character. They was just like, kill Ronnie. Like, what the fuck?
You dealt
with
that.
And now it was just little.
Right.
But like I would say, like, after season 5 hit, shit's crazy. Like, everywhere I go, like, can't go nowhere. Today I went to the airport. I tried to be low-key. The girl like, Bakari, you can't hide. What's up? What you doing, Bakari? Where you going?
And with Force, too. What about Force?
Yeah, Force, they don't heavy, play. Too.
They don't play.
They heavy. Like, they heavy in Chicago. I feel like Chicago is a city like that love you.
Right.
Like they love you and they fuck with Chicago. So like they gonna give and they not used to like, you know, a lot of people coming in and like embracing it. So now they have shows in Chicago that's actually explaining their roots and their backstory. So like they look at us like fucking them people out there. So it just be crazy.
Do you shoot on the same lot for both shows?
Yeah.
Bro.
It's been a couple days where it's like, shit, I'm doing both.
That's
fire.
That's tough.
Season 5 and season 2 of Force. Yeah, it's been a couple days where it's like,
bro, imagine shooting two shows on Steiner.
That'd be crazy. I'm going to a dressing room. I'm changing into one character, and I go to my other character. Wait, hold on. Wait, these lines are for the other show. I'm fucking hold on. I'll be mixed up. Bro.
Do you find it hard to go back and forth, or no? You it's seamless.
It's seamless, bro. It seems. I just feel like, bro, I really love this shit. So it just be like, man. Yeah.
Any challenge that come with it, so you want to attack that shit.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. What's something that you want to do on Force? Like, if you could write your characters.
Get a body. I want to kill somebody.
Yeah. Bro, it's so funny because...
Let me kill somebody.
That was me for like...
Trying to have some fun, man.
Yeah, let me just kill somebody.
Until that scene I had with my uncle, bro, I was saying to the writers like, bro, it felt like years for me, but really it was only 2 seasons where I didn't get a body. But like everyone's always like, you got to get a body, you got to be... Like, that's why I was like, I need one.
And that scene was so funny, bro, because I didn't know what the fuck he was going to do.
Yeah.
Because Braden, he loyal as fuck. He loyal to the soil. He riding with his boy Reek. But at moments, you just be like, bro, come on, bro. Just do the shit.
Bro, I read the scripts. I'm like, just like, why the fuck do I gotta do this?
But that moment, I was like, he in the game.
But it's great.
It'd be so tough for him, though.
It's great writing.
Yeah, because of anticipation.
So tough for him, though, because like, even with him doing that, you ain't shooting nobody, though.
Yes, bro. Yes.
Like, that's way more brutal.
Right.
I just threw a motherfucker off the
building.
I looked at my uncle in his fucking, in his follicles, in his eye sockets, and I threw him off a building. That's more gangster than a boom.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, it take a lot more to, like, that's a lot more, like, oh
and
my
that's
God.
A slow
like,
death.
Like, yeah.
You
like,
had to think about
and you
that
gotta one. Watch him falling from the top of the shit, like, oh my God, I just, you just like buggy.
Yeah. But
and I'm on the ground. I'm like, oh shit,
bro. I reposted that scene the other day. You saw it, and bro. The way that you saw it, you went, oh,
right, he's just crazy.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh shit, there's another one.
But it's great writing because, like, as much as we want things to happen for our characters, we always are looking at like, what's the sickest, not what's the best for the story. Like me, I'm like, dude, if I could murder 9 people an episode, I would. But it's like, so I'm just like, why couldn't I get the gun out in time and kill the pierogi guy? Right. Tariq had to kill him for it. But it's the right move for the character because if Braden was killing people early on, it wouldn't have made sense.
It wouldn't have made sense.
Right, and now we're at a season 4, we're in a great place. Mm-hmm. We're in a great place.
Okay. Yeah. So now, like, at that, like, if you was killing niggas early and, like, you know, you wouldn't need nobody to help you season 3, 4. It'd just be like, okay, another day, Braden killing another motherfucker.
Right. No room to grow for real.
Yeah, no room to grow. It's just like, okay, this is what it is, and that's what it is.
When you first met Joe, what was that like?
Man, when I first met Joe, it was like, oh shit, that's Tommy.
Yeah.
Cause my mom, my dad, man, they love Tommy. They love all y'all, but like Tommy was like they guy. So like I remember going in set, like, it was just crazy because I was dealing with a lot. I just had lost one of my best friends.
Damn.
So I was like, damn, bro, like, I wanna be here. I'm grateful for this opportunity. Right. But like just mentally, I was out of it. And like, he came in, bro, and he just set the tone. Like, he cool as fuck. Mm-hmm. And like, he was like, oh shit, like, you got the chops. Like, I see something in you. Like, yeah. okay. And he just brought that, like, that unk love. Like,
yeah.
He cool motherfucker.
No, he gets
to this day, I call him Uncle Joe.
Yeah.
That's really.
I was like, "What up, Ahmad? What's up, man? Yeah. That's my dog.
For real.
No, man. He gets credit where credit's due, and he takes the shit seriously. He takes
the crowd. He don't play none of that shit on set. Like everybody, we finna try to make a hit TV show. That's all we on. Right. Everybody got to be on one accord. Everybody got to be locked in. If you're not, then shit.
Right.
It's over.
Do you hang out with the whole cast, like when you're out there, like Chris?
I always me and Lucian, we like this.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Yeah, that's my dog. Like right now we've been in the gym.
Lucian, that's
D-Mac.
That's D-Mac.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay. So right now we
just knew his name, his real name.
We've been in the gym, we've been texting each other like, nigga, we gonna come back season 3. Swole. Like, we gonna come back swole on niggas. Like we got a song out. Like we got a song out because he's an artist, like he's like crazy, like he can sing, play the keys. Fire. I can sing, shit like that. So like, we got a song out, but like, yeah, I'm cool with everybody. Like when Chris come in town, like we always going out.
Yeah,
I call Isaac Uncle Ike.
Yeah, he's
that nigga. That nigga old. Yeah. So I say Uncle Ike. But like, yeah, bro, we all be chilling, bro. Like we like a real family. Everybody, Shane. I was just texting Shane, like, bro, Shane got to cook for me.
Yeah, he's the
Shane
man.
Shane ass raw at the cooking, bro. I'm always missing the cooking.
Yeah,
I told Shane like, bro, I need some food.
Yeah,
but everybody just. Everybody cool.
Yeah, Lucian's like a good dude. I told this story during the Joseph episode yesterday, but I was obviously we were all together in Chicago. And Lucian, like, I'm just out there looking out onto the audience at 50 show before it started.
Mm-hmm.
And Lucian comes up to me, he's like, you know, what do you want to accomplish? And I was like, okay.
But
that's such a.
That's like, him, that's, though. He get deep quick,
bro. I had a quick conversation with him. Yo, nice to meet you, bro. Like, he's a great dude. He's like, what do you want to accomplish? And I'm just like, damn, man, I want to what do you want to do in this, you know, in this world? And I'm like, I want to do a big movie franchise. Like, that's my goal.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, bet. And I was like, what do you want to do? He's like, I want to give back to the communities and this. I was like, oh, fuck me, dude. I got to change my answer now. I'm over here like, I want to be in Transformers. And he's like, I want to save the world. I'm like, ah, oh, motherfucker.
Yeah, but that's
just like the type of dude he is.
That's
like,
his
he's
heart,
a sweet
bro.
Guy.
Yeah, that's his heart. Like, he loves his people. Like, he loves his people. He loves to see everybody win. And he loves to just bring that shit out of people. And you can't do nothing but respect that.
Yeah.
That's fire.
We got to have him on for sure. He's a good dude. What was your first scene together with him?
My first scene together is when we upped on Tommy. That was our very first scene together. We came in that bitch like, we don't care about dude. Like, we don't care about white dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy ass little nigga.
Facts. And D-Mac 16, I'm 15. So, like, just thinking about it from that perspective is like, damn, we 15, 16. We don't even know who Tommy is. Tommy, he one of them.
Yeah.
But we don't know. And that's just how it is. Like, in the real world, like, the young ones is like
they don't really know.
They don't even give a fuck. Like
right.
They don't care for real. Like they going to get it. And you kind of seen that through D-Mac and Marshall. Like they don't even know Tommy. They don't know this a real killer. But like they not bagging down. They not scared. Fuck dude.
Did you have to do any type of like? Do you do character research for shit like that, or you just kind of like I grew up around like
really? So I feel like. For Marshall, like, I grew up around a lot of Marshalls, man. Like, so just, like, yeah, my environment, bro, like, just tapping into that and just remembering memories, core memories of shit and just going through the flow and the mental. And as far as Bakari, like, I feel like everybody, like, when it come to y'all, too, like, we relate with our characters in some way.
For sure.
We relate with our – it's something, like, whether that be trauma, we relate in some way. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I just tap into those moments – on top of also being realistic with myself and being in tune with, like, real shit, like, real human shit.
Right.
So that's how I try to do
it. I feel like, you know what's funny? Because obviously when we had Patricia, who plays Tommy's mom.
A beast.
She was talking about how she's total opposite of Tommy's mom in real life. She's, like, very, like, she likes theater, and she's very, like, you know, she's a high-class woman. Mm-hmm. And that's not, like, I'm not saying she's, like, uppity or, you know, that like that, but she's, like, a high-class woman. And she plays such a low-class woman on television. That's the opposite of her. But sometimes, like, I feel like us three, sometimes the writers will see kind of how we are, and they'll go, let's lean into this more. Let's lean into this more. And then that's why, like, there's such a parallel between our characters, because they're not casting opposites that often.
Right.
That rarely happens. So she's just, like, an anomaly of, like, she's a great actress and she's a character actress. But, like, Tariq was, like, you were a little badass little kid, you know? So it's like,
listen, man, hey.
Right.
Hey.
And I said this every episode, like, me and Brayden are, like, the shit. Sometimes I'll read a script and I'll go, like, does Courtney, like, record my life, bro?
Right. Like, that should be, like, too relatable.
Bro, I would see some of this stuff, and I would read it. I'd be like, bro, like, this actually happened to me. Like, wild shit. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck?
It'd be like that, for sure.
I didn't kill my uncle, but, like, you know. Yeah. But, yeah, no, I didn't know if you did, like, character research or stuff like that. But, yeah, what's, like, one of your favorite things about acting and not creating a character, but, like, you know, coming to set and doing it? Like,
my favorite thing is just really, like, coming outside myself, because, like, I'm not a Bacardi, I'm not a Marshall.
Right.
Like, I'm not them, but, like,
we can tap into it,
but, yeah. Like, that's not me genuinely. And so, like, doing that and then just seeing the effects it have on the world, like, these people really love this shit, and, like, right. These people have really, like, been through these same situations, like, because if you take all the guns and all the drugs, all that shit to the side, like, Tariq still deal with real life shit, trauma,
fact.
Trauma from his dad,
right.
Seeing his dad, like, be somebody that he wasn't, he lied to him his whole fucking life, and then he see how his mom, like, she's savvy, she manipulative, so, like, he was taking all that shit on, and, like, now he's in a cycle right now just off of trauma alone.
Yeah.
He's taking on the same shit that his dad took on, everything. So it's just like, yeah, bro, like,
cycle of trauma.
It's a cycle of, like, it's like a cycle of trauma, but
that shit crazy.
There's nothing better, dude, when you get to work. You see the Montclair, like, for me personally, you see the Montclair, you put it on, you got gloves in your thing, you're like, oh, I got gloves today. You put on the gloves, happening. You get to set, oh, Ken's bringing me a gun. There's something about those days that you're like, yeah.
You're excited for it. Like, right. I don't know what it is, but that's
gonna
be fun.
And you're like, if I didn't have good parents, I would be doing this.
Facts.
Right. If I didn't have a good family that raised me right,
it would be over.
Always, yeah.
This would, like, be my reality.
Right. Right. So I think that's, like, why I say that is, like, it's such a good, it's so fun that we get to explore that and get to do that without having to deal with, you know,
potentially going to jail for life.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, it's just, I think that's great. Like, we get to live multiple fucking lives. Like, how cool is that?
Yeah,
like,
that's the best.
Bro, we got to do some best. Race shit. We got to
do some car shit.
Like a Fast and
sure.
Furious type movie.
What?
That would be dope. I'm down.
Fire car shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there any type of life that you want to do or live or anything like that?
Man, I just want to be put up somewhere secluded and just be with my family and the people I love and just have fun, bro, and just continue to do this and really become versatile, do other shit. Like,
right.
I'll do, like, Hugh Jackman, bro. I love Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman's so fucking raw because it's like, bro, you see him in Prisoners, then you see him in Wolverine. Then one day I'm just watching The Greatest Showman and I'm like, wait, this motherfucker singing too?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Like, I like that. Like, just showing, like, your range and just showing your chops and, like, just staying in it.
Bro, that's so funny. We have on, like, Dave East, and he's like, yeah, my favorite actor is Robert De Niro. And he comes like, yeah, it's Hugh, like, not your favorite actor, but you like Hugh Jackman. Like, sometimes people surprise you on, like, who they watch and who they like.
Bro, I watch fucking everything.
Yeah.
You just gotta be a student.
Who's your favorite actors growing up?
My favorite actors growing up? Man, I got a lot, but I would say I watched a lot of black shit. So, like, Michael B. on The Wire, I watched him a lot. I like Mac Wilds, like, people like that. Because I was just watching it, because I knew I wanted to do it. So I was just watching it for, like, myself. So I was watching a lot of young actors. So, like, I would say Mac Wilds, Michael B. Of course, you got Idris. But I love Jacob Elordi right now. Like, Jacob Elordi, he's raw as hell. I be thinking his ass is really the dude from Euphoria. I be thinking that's him, but Man, I watch everybody. Just try to soak up as much as I can possible. But I would say growing up, like, Michael B., Mac Wiles.
Yeah.
Shout out my boy Mac, man. Shout out Staten Island, Mac, bro. Different. Shout out Staten Island. Big up Mac Wiles, man. That's big boat right there, you heard?
And what was your favorite movie growing up? Do you have a favorite movie?
Bro, I watch so many movies, but I would honestly say this is going to sound fucking crazy. It's going to blow your mind. The Benchwarmers.
Bro, that's a fire comedy, though.
Bro, that shit was so funny. You never seen that shit?
Oh, it's funny.
Bro, that shit is so corny that it's, like, hilarious. Like, it's so corny that it's hilarious. But, like, the Benchwarmers, and it's crazy because I got put on, like, just going to my friend crib. Like, he got hella DVDs. And, like, one night we just watched the Benchwarmers. I'm like, man, this shit funny. We start watching that shit every day.
Bro, when he has the ID and he's like, I am 12, bro, I use that meme all the time. It's so good.
Bro, I
look good.
Gus Bus. Like, bro, that shit's just hilarious. Yeah. Bro. Like,
do you want to do comedy stuff?
Yeah, I want to tap into some comedy one day. Yeah. I want to tap into some comedy one day.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, dude. Do you find that it's harder? Or do you find that it...
I feel like it's definitely harder.
Yeah.
I feel like it's definitely harder because you're just tapping into a whole different world and it's quicker.
Comedy is weird.
Like, yeah, it's quick. It's just quicker. Like,
I feel like I'm funny as shit, but acting, like,
you don't feel funny.
Yeah, like,
you feel like you're forcing it.
I
feel
like trying to be funny is weird.
Yeah,
to me.
I feel like you're forcing it.
I can't do it.
You don't have to. I think, like, because
you got that shit figured out, though.
Yeah,
you got it figured out.
There's just something about, like, it's not even about trying to be funny, it's more like, it's like music. Like, if you put it in a thing like music, like, Michael had a couple tapes, and like, if there's comedy in it, we'll work on it together. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, bro, like, just look at where this is. And if there's a drama scene, I'd be like, okay, bro, we're not doing this together. You know what the fuck you're doing. Mm-hmm. But like, then we'll go to like a comedy scene, and it's so minuscule, but there'll be like one word, and you'll go, that's the word that the comedy's in the scene.
Right.
And then, but it didn't, it took me so, dude, I did fucking 5 years of acting classes and script analysis, and I never used to get a script and be like, I don't know what's happening. But now I see a script and I'm like, oh, that's the word that makes this funny. Mm. And you just hit that word, I'm telling you, and then it changes the whole scene. Mm. So it's not about like trying to be funny, it's like music. Like,
right.
It's like almost like a
tone
melody.
Of
yeah.
It, the tone,
you,
everything.
You just like, gotta navigate it right and it'll all happen. Mm-hmm. That's why I love comedy so much, because you can also go far with it.
Hell
like
yeah.
You could be very over the top and be really goofy, and then you can also be very low key about it and
it'll be even funnier sometimes.
Right. So that's why it's hard. As opposed to like drama, I'm not gonna say that there's one way to do it, but like,
it's kind of like,
right, you know,
compared to comedy, I feel like drama is like a little bit easier to navigate around.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Because you really tap, like, I'm not saying that you don't tap into your feelings with comedy, but like, you really tap into a deeper place with that.
Yeah.
You really tap into a deeper place.
Yeah, because with the drama stuff, like, they're giving you, like, obviously what Tariq's had to do is fucking insane, but like, they're...
You don't get a break, bro.
yeah.
You don't get a break, bro.
No, like, I think season 6 of Power is why, like, why, not maybe why they kept raiding around, but definitely a reason is because, like, did you smile in 6 seasons of the show? Bro, when I walked in the dorm room and I was throwing all the money and I made you break and they kept it,
yeah.
They were like, oh, like, this makes Tariq even more human.
They seen it.
Because I wasn't even supposed to laugh. I was supposed to be pissed off at the fact that he came in, like, throwing money at him.
Right,
like,
that was the original script.
Yeah, but, like, it was just so funny. Just like, I'm like, yo, this thing is
damn,
crazy.
And they seen it. And just like you said, like, it humanizes.
What right. song were you even singing when you were doing that? Because it was some song that you were singing that shit was mad.
Someone in the comments find it and put it in the thing. But, yeah, but I walked in.
So funny saying.
Yeah, and then the other one was Ghost season 1 where I was like, trap.
Yeah. I remember that.
Crying.
Bro, you be just, and I know it, it just be you.
Yeah.
That shit don't be real.
Yeah.
It just be
well,
you.
Well, because Brayden was serious at first. Like, yeah. He wasn't serious, but like, he was a preppy asshole. He was Trace.
Mm-hmm. Right,
he
right.
was my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was season 5.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
yeah, he definitely
Michael brought a lot of that out of Brayden too. Like, mm-hmm. There was just something about, like, the way that we had, like, it was just, like, a comfort thing where we understood each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where the fun comes from.
Yeah.
Like, when two actors
and
do that.
It definitely made y'all closer.
For sure. Do you feel like that when you work with Lucien?
Yes. Yeah. Like, just, like, we see it now, like, even looking at our scenes and, like, scenes we're going to have coming up, it's just, like, we felt it. Like, even on set, we're like, bro, we way more comfortable. Just because, like, that comfortability of, like, just communicating. Right. Just communicating. Like you said, like you come to him, like he come to me, I come to him. Mm-hmm. Pause. But like, yeah, just that. he said. But yeah, just communicating, bro.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you find that's most difficult about acting? Or just the job in general? Maybe it doesn't even have to be acting, just day-to-day life.
Just really learning how to, like, navigate the worldly stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just, you can't do everything.
Yeah.
You can't, mm-hmm. you could be you, but, like, you can't be everywhere. Like, something, you got to hold your tongue a lot. Yeah. Like, all that shit. Like, it's just a lot. Because sometimes you want to say something. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you be like, you just got to think about the bigger picture.
Yeah. It's a lot of eyes on you. It's a lot of ears listening to you, man. Yeah. It should be a lot.
Bro, sometimes it's fucking, like, I feel you. How, like, I remember season one. I was, like, inside a lot.
They came
and
posted pictures with the grabbing some ass, man.
They own you. They
bro,
own
that
you.
Went viral. They that own shit's you. Everywhere.
Yeah.
And now people are like doing the Michael Rainey where they're grabbing ass.
I had to rate a few of them. They was doing good. If y'all still keep them coming, I gotcha.
That hit the shade room, right? In like 2 seconds.
It was a lot going on. It was a lot.
Did you have some vibes hit you? Like, what the fuck?
Did I? Like, oh, so you're in a relationship now. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, who said that? Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Not at all,
babs. Just a little beef.
People don't get beef, all right?
Yeah, if you don't know what the beef is, I don't know what to tell you.
But it's hard because, like, especially during a strike, especially, you know, having enough money to not have to get a normal job, right. But not having enough money to never work again.
Right.
You're like, oh, fuck, like, I wanna be inside, but, like, I feel like as an actor, like, we're exposed to so much.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they're like, okay, but now just you have to hang out. And you're like, whoa, I was just outside right. every night doing all these parties for the premieres, this, that, meeting all these people. And now I just have to sit inside and watch TV. Like, I just feel like you get so bored fast because you've been exposed to so much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you find that happens? I know me and Mike talk about this all the time. It's fucking hard. I think that's the hardest part about it's just being exposed to so much and then them being like, okay, like, now you got to chill out and hang out for a little bit. You're like, fuck, I want to be outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because this is like COVID part two again.
Right.
It's basically just COVID all over again.
Right. Yeah, but we can't even work. Like, that, right. That's what I mean by the strike. Like, we can't work, so, like, we actually just have to, like, okay, like...
Be in the crib.
Be in the crib, but we can be out every night.
Right.
Because we don't have to be up for anything.
Right. No 6 a.m. call right. times.
That's what I think. So what do you think, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, we don't got to worry about waking up and shit. And you could be out late all night, but I want to worry about waking up early.
Yeah,
fast,
right.
You feel me?
Right.
Like, I want to know that, oh, I got to be on set to work tomorrow. Right. You feel me?
Right.
But, I mean, yesterday it was, you know, oh, shit, we got
to
do the
podcast. What time did you get home last night before you got to the podcast today?
Let's just say I went to sleep around like 7 a.m.
I went to sleep at like 5:30, so that's not too bad. Yeah. But what do you, I actually don't think I've ever asked you this on camera. Like, what do you think is the hardest part about, like, just, like, doing that? Obviously, besides the fame shit.
Being an act, like, being in, like, in the business. Obviously, you know, like he said, a lot of stuff we can't say, a lot of stuff, you know, obviously that. Honestly, that's really it for me. I would say that and then just like...
But you still kind of say what you want. I know you. Like, that's what I respect about Michael. Like,
I do say what I want.
Bro, I forgot we were outside one time, like season 6, and someone said something. We said, yo, suck my dick. And this is like when I was just getting on Power. So like all I knew about the actor world was actory actors. Right. And you have to act a certain way and do this. And I always felt out of place. And then when I started kicking it with him, hey, yo, in the street, suck my dick. They were like, fuck Tariq, yo, fuck you, motherfucker. I'm like, oh, yeah, baby.
You feel me? Like, I would say the hardest, that keeping just, you know, having to keep a good image, and then just dealing with the dumbass motherfuckers.
We talked about that earlier, but like.
Dealing with them motherfuckers is just like, oh, God.
You'd be like, bro, but how do you not know?
Like, and another thing is like, a lot of people expect you to do a lot of shit that doesn't really make sense. Like,
yeah.
But they don't really, they think it makes sense from their perspective, but it's like, bro, it don't really make sense for me to do that right now.
Right.
Like, I'm gonna put it as simple as this. Like, yesterday, I went to my boy Tyson's football game.
Yeah.
And like, I seen him on the field, and he's like, "Yo, pull up to the front of the whatever the fuck. This where all the players and shit. Like, you know, we be chilling after the games." So I pull up on him, and I'm talking to his aunt. I'm talking to him, waiting for him to finish finished talking to his aunt and shit, so we could all like flick up or whatever. And every 2 seconds, there's someone, "Oh, can I take a picture? Can I take a picture?" I'm like, "I got y'all, but let me just take the flick with my family. Let me talk to my family." Yeah, right. Like, my boy was just playing a game. Let me top it up with him about the game, blah, blah, blah. And someone really, like, had the audacity to say, "Yo, and I used to be a fan of you." I'm like, "Okay, nigga, I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Like, you don't got to be a fan of me, bro." Like, from the, like, off the simple fact that you don't understand as a human that, nigga, let me talk to my family first before I take 50 pictures with you.
Yeah, right.
I don't need you to be my fan, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you feel me? Like, bro, we all human, bro. Right. And it's just like, bro, let me talk to my family. Just like the players want to talk to their family, bro. Right. I want to talk to my cousin, bro. My man just went crazy.
Yeah, it's a lot of expectations.
You feel me? It's so much expectation.
That's it.
Yeah. And my thing is, I ain't even saying no.
Yeah.
Simply off the fact that, one, if I take one with you, then everyone else is going to think
it's a trickle effect.
So let me talk to my cousin. Let me take flick with him and auntie. Let us all get our group family picture. What we came for. Then I'm gonna flick it up with y'all.
Right.
And that's exactly what I did. I said, you feel me? I did what I had to do. And everyone that asked me for a flick before I walked off, I went to them. You ready?
Yeah.
You ready? Except for the nigga that said he used to be a fan, because you're just a bitch.
Right.
He's just a bitch ass.
But Michael, like I say, every time we're out, bro.
I never say no.
Never say no. He's the most grateful, gracious human being. But like sometimes people do have an expectation.
Entitlement,
like,
bro.
Right. Like, but it's like, and the, I do get it. Like you're a fan, and like the fans are the reason why we are who we are, why people love the show so much. We understand that. But like, it's a lot of people, and you need to understand, like, as one person, sometimes it's hard to navigate that.
And y'all gotta understand, at the end of the day, we all human, so, like,
we
wanna be dealt with as a human. Sometimes, like, it just be so weird. Like, it's like they see a wax figure.
It's a transaction.
You feel
it's
me?
Just like, it's just like, oh, cool. Okay, bet.
Yeah, it's so weird.
It's not even
I fuck with the dog. I mean, obviously, it'd be that a lot, but it's like, sometimes it'd just be like, oh, I need a picture with you. I need a It's just like, damn, bro, like, talk to a nigga.
You put your feelings to the side sometimes, just to like, you don't even feel like doing that shit. But because you got a good heart and because you're a good person, you be like, you know what?
You be having the worst
day ever. I'm gonna put that shit behind me, though, take a picture with you.
I'm gonna take a flick with you.
And you don't even gotta explain. Like, you don't even gotta explain that to the person. That person might not even know it. But like, when encounters like that happen, it throw you off. Cause it's like, bro,
you don't know you feel me? And it's so funny. Like, DJ asked me a question the other day, and he was like, "So if there's like 1,000 fans outside of a place that you're waiting for, you gonna take 1,000 pictures?" I said, "I'm gonna take as many pictures as I can. As many that make sense. Like, if taking 100 pictures makes sense, I'm gonna take 100." If taking 20 pictures makes sense for the time frame that I'm working with, it makes sense. If I only could take 5 pics and I gotta move fast, I'm gonna take 5 pics and move fast. No matter what, like, whatever makes sense, I'm gonna do it.
Right.
Just embrace it, bro.
Yeah,
because I always say, man, you never know, like, that picture, that encounter can change a motherfucker's life.
Yeah, bro.
And you can see them 3 years later and they just growing and evolving. And they telling you, like, it's from that moment.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that shit makes me feel good.
Bro, the craziest shit be, like, when I just shake somebody's hand and they be like, oh, my God, bro, you just made my week. You just made my year. It's like, damn.
I did that.
Yeah, like, you got to really recognize that you got that type of, not, I wouldn't say power, but you got that ability, like, within yourself to really make somebody, like, have a great day.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I'll be taking that into account.
They feel motivated by you. They feel inspired by seeing you and just being, like, seeing you do normal shit. They're like, oh,
like, yeah, oh, shit, he do the same shit I do.
Yeah. Right.
So I could do the same shit he do.
Right.
Because we're human.
Exactly.
Right.
No lie. Yeah.
All right, but I'm going to get you with some fan questions. We'll get you up out of here. We had a ton for you, so it was
fan
hard.
Fan questions be going crazy.
Yeah.
Questions be going crazy.
Legally Red _ says, who was most impactful to you on set?
Who was most impactful to me on set? It's going to sound cliche, but Joseph.
Yeah.
I would say
of
Joseph.
Of course, he's a quarterback of your show, for sure.
Yeah, just Joseph because, like, for me not to be a series regular, he embraced me like I was, and he gave me the confidence to, like, really believe in myself and really tell myself, bro, you got something inside you. Because it's like, at the same time, like how you said, like being an actor, you were taught like just to be a certain way. And he was more so like, bro, be Ahmad.
Right.
Be you. Like show them that, like that's what they want. That's what they want to see. Like show them. And like he's just always gave me strong advice, and he's always just gave me that confidence to really believe myself and really to feel like I belong here. Mm-hmm. Like I belong here. Cause sometimes I feel like I get in phases where it'd be like, man, like, damn, mm-hmm. do I deserve this? Like,
I do the same shit.
Man,
bro.
It's just like he always constantly reminds you, like, no, you work hard, you do what you're supposed to do, you're a good human. Like, bro, you straight. And so, yeah, I he's the most impactful for sure.
Shout out Joe, man.
That's my
shout
guy.
Uncle
now.
Joe, man.
Yeah. Mike, get this one right here.
I bet. Jay the Brat said, what's the motivation behind going so hard in what you do? #LLTY.
Whoa. Long live Tyree. That was one of my best friends that died.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's crazy. That's deep.
She tuned in. She knows.
She tuned in, but I would say situations like that because, you know, I grew up from Gary, Indiana. Mm. It's small. It's a lot there. It's a lot of talent there. It's a lot of love there. But it's just small. You know what I'm saying? So, like, just understanding that, like, these opportunities don't come every day. Mm-hmm. And just, like you said, like, knowing, like, people telling me, like, bro, like, you make me want to do this. You make me want to do that. Yeah. You give me the strength to do that. And it's like I feel like I got shit to do. Like, I got shit to show to these people. Like, yeah, my family. I want to do it for my family. But it's not just...
For the people that believe in you,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, for the people that... Yeah, bro. So just...
Showing that they not believe in you for no reason.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm always curious what motivates people to be like, I want to, like me, it was just, I want to be an entertainer, but like sometimes I'm always curious, like did something happen? Like, mm-hmm. Like sometimes people are like, I got embarrassed when I was 9 years old and I wanted to be the biggest thing in the fucking world. Like sometimes that's people's reality. So I'm always curious about what people's, like what motivates people to do this.
Just my family and just knowing that like the world, like people in the world, like are really so invested in my journey that it's like, my success and my energy and the way I approach life is rubbing off on them.
Right.
And it's like, damn. Like how you said, like that's influence, bro. And
influence,
like,
man.
You got to be mindful of that. You got to be cautious of it. You know what I'm saying?
Do the right thing with your influence.
Hell yeah.
I be trying. I be tripping sometimes, y'all. But I be trying to do the best I could.
Bro,
listen. You be doing your thing,
listen,
bro.
You know what I'm saying? If you gave me fucking a Porsche 911 and Audi R8.
Turbo S.
BMW M5 at 21. I'm lucky that I didn't get big until like I was a little more mature.
Mm-hmm.
This motherfucker is a saint. That's why when people
shout
shit
out
on
to
Bieber,
my mommy, man.
That's when people shit on Bieber and they're like, this mother, like, dude, all he did was egg a house and drag race a Lamborghini. We do that anyways.
Every day.
Every day. So
I never heard about that. Justin Bieber was egging houses?
Yeah, he egged his neighbor's house in Beverly Hills and like they like tried to arrest him for it. I'm like, this motherfucker threw eggs.
Bro, we do that every Halloween.
Yeah.
To this day.
This dude is 17 years old with like $60 million. I'd be dead.
I don't know what. If I was 17 and you gave me 60 M's, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what I would be
bro,
doing.
Bro, I was 18 when I started, when my mom really showed me what was going on financially. Like, my mom was keeping everything in the tuck until I turned 18, bro.
Shout out to the moms,
yes,
man.
Bro.
They know what they
yes,
doing.
Bro. She said, like, I've been keeping stuff under wraps for you for a minute, but, like, she showed me the rundown. I said, oh, shit.
I'm doing this?
Yeah. I'm like, this is how it is. I bet. Let me get 911 Turbo S.
She's like, motherfucker. I should have waited.
Yeah, God, I'm like, I bet.
That's fucking hilarious. All right, last one. I feel like we kind of touched on this, but I still want to ask you. OUUU6143 says, how does it feel to be in two shows in your own city and both of them are popping?
Man,
we touched on that, but like, dude, that's so rare to like be able to do that.
Like, it's like being the CEO of Mercedes Benz and the CEO of BMW.
Yeah, in Germany.
You feel me?
Yeah.
In Germany. Yeah. You feel me? Like,
that's love, bro. But I would say, man, like, it feels amazing. Like, I never thought I would be in this position, but you know, now I know that I am in this position, and just to keep, don't stop here. Like, just keep going and keep evolving and keep building. But it feels good, and the love is always shown, it's embraced, and, You know, I just want to do right by the city, man.
Yes,
for sure. Yeah, I love you and Lucian.
I just want to do right by the city. Quote that shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
You and Lucian, man. I'm just like, Mike's like, I just want a Porsche. I'm like, I just want to take over the world. You guys are like, I just want to give back. You guys are just good guys, man.
Listen, I just want a Porsche.
Yeah. But we got to
give back while I'm in the Porsche, though.
Yeah.
So it's all good.
Give back. Hey, and it's still genuine
and
like
it's
that.
It's still genuine.
It's still genuine like that.
A lot of the giving back I do ain't even documented.
Right. So,
yeah, I know how
most of it's not.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Fuck that. Y'all don't got to see it.
Right.
Y'all know what's
going on. Niggas know, though.
Y'all know what's going on, yeah. Yeah. We uplifting the universe and the people.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's what we doing, man.
Ahmad, thank you so much for pulling up, bro. We appreciate you coming all the way from Chicago.
Hell yeah. The boy took that flight, man. Yeah.
Come on, that's love. That's love.
Come on, man. I gotta, like, man, give me y'all flowers before I dip, bro. Like, y'all are, like, millennials, like, really showing us, like, you can create your own shit. You can do it. You just gotta, it's just focus, consistency.
Yeah,
but you can do it, so I appreciate you.
All
guys,
this came
man.
From an idea.
Yeah, yep. I appreciate
simple
y'all.
Idea, man. Own your shit too. Ownership is key. Yeah. Man.
Yep.
Ownership.
Yep.
Man.
That's what. Thank you so much, bro. Plug everything.
Yeah,
you
let
got.
Let them know what you got coming,
yeah.
man.
Yeah, man.
Even though we can't promote certain things,
we don't know if the strike will still be going on. We are still up in the air. We're banking episodes. It might be going on. It might not be. So, say it, and then if the strike's still going on, we'll take it out.
Yeah, man. It. Side B of the Shy 2024. Force is still going on, you know what I'm saying? So just back and forth with them. Got some music in the works. I'm going to show y'all I can really sing. Fire. I really got that shit in me. And yeah, man, my IG, Ahmad and Ferguson. I'm on Twitter at We Love You Mod. And yeah, man, I appreciate y'all, bro.
Hell yeah, appreciate you, bro.
Yeah.
For
that. Yes, thank you for pulling up, bro. Mike, what you got?
Where's 22 on Instagram? Where's 22 on TikTok? Where's 22 on YouTube? Michael Rainey Jr. on Instagram. Hey, just go get up with me. Y'all know what's going on. We outside, man.
I'm not plugging anything else other than the vlog. Go to the link in description. Where's 22 Vlogs? Gianni V. Paolo Vlogs. Get in there. Click them.
Come see how the boys is
living. They be turnt, bro.
Yeah, if y'all want a little insight on how we get down, you know, come pre the vlogs, you know. Come spend a day with the boys.
Yeah. You want to give us one, Mike?
So, man, the crew has it, baby.
The crew has it, and you have it. Thank you so much for pulling up, Ahmad.
My boy, Ahmad, pulled up, bro.
This is my twin.
twin.
Oh, God.
Thank you so much, bro. I appreciate you.